By week's end, hundreds of gay and lesbian couples will have officially tied the knot in Massachusetts. Dozens married yesterday, including all seven of the couples whose lawsuit led the Massachusetts High Court to legalize gay marriage. And as NPR's Tovia Smith reports, out-of-staters are also hoping to get a marriage license that might pass muster back home.
17 years after they started dating and 3 years after they sued for the right to marry, Julie and Hillary Goodrich of Boston finally walked down the aisle as they'd always dreamed.
Here comes a bride, so gay with pride.
Wearing elegant pantsuits, both new and blue, the women clutched hands as their friend and pastor, Deborah Kay, paid tribute to them and to the way their marriage challenges conventional gender roles.
That reflects the status of entitled inferiority given to women in our society, and that perpetuates the outdated and absurd head of household status given to men. But for those of us...
Get it all out, Deb!
Before their wedding, the Goodridges and their 8-year-old daughter spent the morning shuttling from Boston City Hall to court and back to City Hall to complete all their paperwork. Outside, a handful of protesters prayed quietly. Others carried derogatory signs. Inside, the couples drew stares from some who showed up to pay parking tickets, like Philip, a contractor from Wrentham, who didn't want to give his last name.
What are the kids going to think? How's the kid going to go to school? What kind of effect it's going to be on them? I mean, keep it in the closet the way it was. Why do they have to make a big deal about all this? It's a joke.
It's the kind of comment that keeps reminding these couples, even in the midst of celebration, exactly what their marriage license will and will not change. 43-year-old pediatrician Norm Tangere lined up with his partner and 2 young kids to get married. As a gay man, he says, he's used to disapproval, but now, he says, and especially now, the criticism stings.
It was like being kicked in the gut. It's one of those kind of sick feelings you get. It's just really, really painful.
Opponents are vowing to continue fighting gay marriage, both through the federal court and through a state constitutional ban. And they're trying to keep gay marriage from spreading. Republican Governor Mitt Romney, a staunch opponent, wants to enforce an old law that bars couples from marrying in Massachusetts if their marriage would not be legal back home. But a handful of neighboring states, including New York and Rhode Island, are suggesting they might recognize same-sex marriages made in Massachusetts, and that's encouraging many out-of-staters to come here and try.
I never thought this day would happen in my lifetime.
Lee and Judy McNeil Beckwith came from their home in Rhode Island to Worcester, Massachusetts, and were pleasantly surprised to find they easily cleared the first step toward marriage.
We went to City Hall. We were welcomed with open arms. We were given flowers. So anything is possible.
At least a lot of gay couples are hoping it is. Frank Ferry and his partner Tony Caparco went to their City Hall in Warwick, Rhode Island, to see whether what's happening in Massachusetts could happen in their state as well.
We decided, let's take a chance. Let's just go and ask, because we still want to get married in Rhode Island. We still want it to be a home where we are able to get married, where it's recognized.
Ferry and Caparco were turned away, but they note it took the Goodriches 3 years to force Massachusetts to become the first state to recognize gay marriage. They're hoping the second state may go for the idea a lot more quickly. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.